You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
HR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Trump administration tariffs on goods from China and other countries is in effect. Wisconsin businesses will be affected. Lisa Hale has reactions from Northeast Wisconsin.
President Donald Trump has added tariffs on imported goods from every country, but China has been his biggest target. Goods from China now face up to 104% tax when they enter the United States. Closer to home, Wisconsin Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim said the tariffs will affect businesses here, and people are nervous.
Our businesses, our friends and family here in the business community rely on successful trade across our friendly borders.
Many manufacturers and breweries in our state use materials or supplies, like aluminum for cans or steel, that are imported from other countries. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
The results of the City of Wisconsin Rapids Mission, Vision, Values, and Funding Priorities surveys are in. This public survey ran March 3rd through April 1st. It asked questions about how residents in the city and surrounding areas feel should be the priorities of local government. The response with the most votes included providing a safe community through basic services, enhance quality of life through economic growth, and maintain and grow a strong city. Respondents want local government to be perceived as honest, transparent, forward-thinking, and community-focused, with core values of accountability, community focus, and honesty. Funding priorities identified included infrastructure, roads, and streets, local economy and economic development, and a close tie between recreation, parks, and trails, and emergency fire and medical services. You can read the full results of the survey at wirapids.org. More international students across Wisconsin have had their visas revoked. Savannah Tome Olson has the story.
Earlier this week, we reported that the federal government canceled the visas of 13 students and alumni on employment visas. That was just at UW-Madison. Now, the UW system confirms to me they know of at least 14 more students whose visas have been revoked. Those international students are all over the system. That brings the total to at least 27 students and alumni in Wisconsin who lost their visas. According to the New York Times, it's now happened to about 300 students across the nation. Until now, if a visa was canceled, that only meant people couldn't leave the U.S. and regain entry. They would have to apply for a new visa. They were usually allowed to keep their status as a legal resident, according to the Associated Press. But the outlet reports some students are also losing their status as legal residents. When that happens, they could risk being arrested by ICE if they do not leave immediately.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wants input from you on deer management policies for the 2025 season. Brittany Merlot has more.
The feedback will help DNR officials figure out what changes should be made for this year's hunting season, like adjustments to harvest quotas and management zones. Individual county deer advisory councils will also provide recommendations based on their deer herd metrics and knowledge of local factors that could affect harvest quotas. Your input can be submitted online until Sunday.
Warmer weather means ice cream, and in Wisconsin Rapids, it means DQ is partnering up with the Wisconsin Rapids Police Department again with their Rock Hunt. Dairy Queen is sponsoring delicious prizes for the Find the WRPD Rock Competition. Hints will be dropped on the Police Department Facebook page in the coming weeks. Find the painted rock and bring it to the station to receive your coupon for free DQ. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers crushed the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer bats were hot last night in Denver. They beat the Rockies 17-2. At age 21, Jackson Churio has become the youngest player in baseball history to have 12 RBI in just three games, surpassing Hall of Famers like Mickey Mantle, Al Kaline, and the Braves' Eddie Matthews. Now, Churio struck out five times on opening day in New York against the Yankees' Pat Murphy.
It was a tough day to see that day, and that's a really good pitcher. I woke him up pretty good, and he had a good spring training, and that woke him up pretty good. good. He's been pretty good since then.
Basketball tonight in Milwaukee, the Bucks and the Pelicans. And the Packers tailgate tour continues. Last night in Madison, today in La Crosse and Onalaska. This is the 17th and final year for Packers president Mark Murphy.
No, it's a little nostalgic. But I've enjoyed them all. It's something that's really, it's a great tradition. And, you know, I know it'll continue. I know not only the current players, but the alumni really enjoy coming back and being a part of it.
That's Mark Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're heading to the theater this weekend, there are four films opening that are all reviewing quite well. The Amateur is a much-publicized action thriller starring Rami Malek as a CIA analyst whose wife is killed, motivating him to become more than just an analyst. The film is currently rating in the mid-60s on Rotten Tomatoes. Drop is being called a Hitchcockian-style thriller about a widowed mother who goes on a date during which her phone is inundated with threatening messages. The film is currently polling a 90%+ on Rotten Tomatoes. Also opening this weekend is Warfare, a war drama written and directed by Iraq War veteran Ray Mendoza. The film is currently in the low 90s on Rotten Tomatoes. The King of Kings is an animated family drama that tells the story of Jesus and brings some heavy hitters to the voiceover roles, including Kenneth Branagh, Uma Thurman, Mark Hamill, and Pierce Brosnan. It's drawing a 75% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. Kieran Culkin is an Oscar winner thanks to Jesse Eisenberg's A Real Pain. According to actor-comedian Eric Andre, Culkin was not Jesse Eisenberg's first choice for the role. Andre was. Andre says Eisenberg called him and offered him the role. According to Deadline, Andre passed because he thought the script was depressing. Does Andre think he blew it in passing on the role? Yeah. He calls it the biggest mistake of his career. The season 3 finale of White Lotus brought lots of drama, but now there's drama off screen as well between writer, director, and show creator Mike White and composer Cristobal Tapio DeVere. In a recent appearance on the Howard Stern Show, White says DeVere did not respect him. He told Stern that quitting when the composer did and bad-mouthing White and the show 3 days before the finale was a move. White did admit that DeVere is incredibly talented, but did not like taking notes, especially after the composer's season 2 music went viral and won DeVere an Emmy. Oh man, those creative types. The latest installment in the I Know What You Did Last Summer franchise will hit theaters this coming summer. Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jennifer Love Hewitt will headline the cast, but there is uncertainty as to whether or not Brandi Norwood will return. Norwood played Love Hewitt's best friend Carla Wilson in 1998's I Still Know What You Did Last Summer, which was the second installment of the franchise. Director Jennifer Caton Robinson hinted that Norwood might be making an appearance, but that people will just have to go see the film, which opens July 18th. The production of Dune 3 has some A-list talent lined up. Variety reports that director Denis Villeneuve is eyeing Robert Pattinson to join the cast. Pattinson would join an all-star cast, including Timothy Chalamet, Zendaya, Jason Momoa, Javier Bardem, Rebecca Ferguson, and Josh Brolin. Dune Messiah is scheduled to start shooting in summer of 2026.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a few showers or sprinkles at times. Our high in the upper 40s. Tonight, we're going to drop down to around 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the mid-50s. And then we're going to warm it up by Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.